Right now, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano and talk about the massive quantity of rain we received yesterday. Ha ha ha. Hi, Pat.
Hello there.
We did get a good shower in the afternoon.
Right.
But that was about it. And I would think that even though it was a good shower, it couldn't have been more than a tenth or two-tenths of an inch of rain.
You're probably absolutely right.
It was enough once again where I woke up this morning.
Right.
And the grass was a little greener. A touch greener, you know. Yeah. Just enough to straighten it up a little.
Well, you know, much of New York is under drought watch, and there were restrictions now. So, you know, you can't water your lawn as much in certain times. So you have to start conserving water until we see this pattern change. And you look at this forecast, there are no showers mentioned in this forecast through Sunday. So that's, you know, another 4 days of dry weather. Sun and clouds, 80 to 85 today. Could there be a pop-up shower or a thunder shower? Yeah, but, you know, 90% of the area will not see anything. Clear tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny, 85 to 90 Friday. Same for Saturday and same for Sunday. And it will be more humid over the weekend, but nothing excessive. So that is the story there. Then we have the old front down south that will come north, and that will meet up with another front from the west. And it should give us a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday of next week. So we could hope that that pans out because, generally speaking, every time we see something that looks juicy, it winds up to be a big flop.
Yeah, you're right.
Big flop, you know, and tropics are quiet, so nothing going on there. You know, the computer models are trying to hint at this and that and all of that. That still hasn't happened. So I'm just sitting back and waiting and watching. That's all I can do.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, and you know, one way or another, even though we're paying for this in a drought condition now, you just know that everything balances out over the long run. So you know somewhere, somehow, we're going to get smacked with a lot of rain or a lot of moisture. You know,
a lot of moisture, right?
It's just the rule of thumb.
Yeah, and you know, wouldn't it be great if we were able to say when that would happen? I mean, then you're talking about real advances in meteorology. Wouldn't it be nice if I could say to you, well, Marshall, looks like that will finally take place December and January. So you may see what we didn't get in rain in the form of snow. But we're not able to see that. So this is it. Weather, you know, weather is mysterious. There's no doubt about it. There is a mystery to weather. And that's probably one of the things that got me so attracted to weather and becoming a meteorologist. The unknown. You know, it's like playing that game. I can't remember the name, but you know the name of the game. Where you stack the little logs all the way up higher and higher and higher.
Yeah.
And then you, one by one you have to pull them out without it falling.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's exciting because there's that whole big tower. And now you have to think, I got to pull one out. Hopefully it won't fall. So there is always that challenge. And each and every morning there's a challenge. I mean, some mornings the challenge is weak. Other mornings, the challenge is great.
Now, I'm surprised you don't remember the name because this is the type of name that hurricane forecasters would use.
Really?
Jenga.
Jenga, right.
Jenga.
Jenga. Yep, J-E-N-G-A. Yeah, right, Jenga. Right, you're right. They probably would use that. Oh, you're right, because they use all weird names. But aside from that, everything else is quiet. Yeah, go up to the lake this weekend. Saturday, I will have the main cast over, and I'm going to be ordering pizza. And then after that, I will tell them.
Yeah, give them the bad news.
Right. I mean, next year will be, again, a retrospect. They will be able to do one musical number next year. And then after that, we go into contest mode. And we'll see what happens from there. I mean, there is this gentleman who is, I told you, an editor. He does the Progressive insurance commercials. He bought a cabin across the lake. He's 28 years old, young, very, very brilliant. He said that he would help me out in September with the camera work, and that he would also try to help us out with the editing. So if he gets as involved as he's saying he is, you know, I could change my mind next year, but as of now, I'm not. You know, I need more of a commitment. You know, saying is one thing, doing is another, Marshall.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to the drought. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. In this country, whenever we face something that's big, a crisis, we as a country comes up a way to solve it. I have no idea why we don't build desalination plants on the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, and the West Coast. And then build pipelines from those desalination plants that turn salt water into drinkable water, potable water, have pipelines that cross the country to deliver water to regions. It would be a trillion-dollar project that employs thousands of laborers, high-skilled laborers, regular thousands of people for 10, 15 years. And you would never have to worry about drought conditions again.
Again.
We spend, what, in Afghanistan, I think it was $800 billion. In Iraq, I think we spent over $600 billion. So you add those together, and that would have been $1.3 trillion. What a massive project you could build for that in this country.
And you're very right. You are so right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And it's not like you have to go through, you're carrying water. You don't have to worry about environmental permits. You're carrying water.
Right.
That's all. If a leak develops, it's just water.
Yep, you are so right.
No matter how much it would cost to build, it would put people to work. It would boost the economy. Well, anyways, every time you see a different drought in different regions,
right?
You look out at California, and it's California goes dry, and there goes 70% of your produce from this country. What do you do?
Yeah, you are right. You are so right.
I know it sounds simple, and people, oh, Marshall, don't be an idiot. Yes, you can do that. We sent a man to the moon.
That's right. I mean, with his will, there's a way. And I really think that is a very, very possible idea. Very possible idea. Well, I wonder why someone doesn't suggest that. I wonder.
Well, I don't know. It would be great for the economy. It would be great for the future of the country. I mean, finally, we're spending millions of dollars to bring the chip making back into this country instead of relying on Korea and South Korea and China.
We're spending millions of dollars just sending over stuff to Afghanistan. Ukraine.
Well, Ukraine, it's a different matter. It's a different matter. You got to stop Russia from its aggression. Just like, China helped the North Vietnamese because China saw the United States as the aggressor there.
Right.
So, when you're a neighboring country and they're an ally and they're in trouble, they're being invaded, you're going to dig down and help them. Now, that's different. But Iraq, no, that was a personal war to go out and to get Saddam Hussein. And Afghanistan was just a folly for 20-some years. All that money could have been put to better use. But anyways, I'm a crackpot, but I still believe that would be a great public works project.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree with you 100%.
Well, give us the public work project when it comes down to the weather again.
nice and easy, 80 to 85. Sun, clouds today. Clear tonight. Partly sunny. Friday, 85 to 90. And the same for the weekend, just a little more humid, 85 to 90, with the promise of more rain Monday and Tuesday.
And that'll be rain, not just the little showers?
No, there'll be showers and thunderstorms, so it's not going to be a solid rain. No. Wish I could say it would be, but it's not.
So no truly beneficial rain on the horizon?
Not really, not yet. So we'll just wait and see, that's all.
All right, so you're going up to the cabin this week.
Yep, this weekend.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right, I'll speak to you mañana.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Remember, Jack.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.